USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. The GOP field of presidential hopefuls will grow this week. CNN reports former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie will announce his candidacy on Tuesday, while former Vice President Mike Pence is set to officially start his campaign for 2024 on Wednesday. Pence was in Iowa on Saturday, along with other candidates, at a Des Moines function. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was also there and said how he'd differentiate himself.
As president, I recognize that the woke mind virus represents a war on the truth, so we will wage a war on the woke. We will fight the woke in education. We will fight the woke in the corporations. We will fight the woke in the halls of Congress.
Former President Donald Trump did not participate in the event. President Biden has now signed the debt ceiling bill into law. The White House says he signed the legislation Saturday, raising the federal debt limit and avoiding a possible U.S. default. There will be no racing for a while at Kentucky's most famous track.
Churchill Downs, the renowned racetrack of the Kentucky Derby, is halting racing operations to investigate safety concerns. In the past month, 12 horses have died from injuries at the track, with no specific cause or pattern identified. The suspension will start on June 7th and continue for the duration of the spring meet, which lasts until July 3rd. I'm John Schaefer.
Texas is now the largest state to ban gender-affirming care for minors. Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law on Friday that prohibits health care providers from prescribing hormones to minors. Las Vegas is opening its first cannabis-friendly hotel. The Lexi Hotel, close to the Strip, is a first for Sin City. Developers say the 64-room property is the only cannabis-inclusive property in town. The Lexi will feature guest rooms and suites, with the entire fourth floor designated for those who enjoy smoking weed. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The son and 8-year-old grandson of a former baseball player were found dead in an apparent murder-suicide at the Massachusetts home, CNN reported. Police found the bodies of George Scott III and his son Dante Hazard at their New Bedford home on Friday after a relative asked police to do a welfare check. Scott is the son of former Boston Red Sox player George Scott. Billy Joel plans to end his Madison Square Garden residency after more than a decade.
The piano man is moving his piano out of the venue as a monthly performer, insisting he won't be leaving town.
Despite what you've read, I'm selling my house in Long Island, but I'm not leaving New York. I'm just spending a little more time down in Florida, like old Jewish guys do from New York City.
Joel's last performance at the Garden in July of 2024 will mark his 150th show at the Garden. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Barbie movie is causing a pink emergency. In a recent interview, director Greta Gerwig explained that in an effort to create the world of Barbieland, set designers needed so much pink paint, they caused an international shortage. Warner Brothers completely bought out the signature Barbie pink color from a major paint distributor, Roscoe. Fans can immerse themselves in the colorful world of Barbie on July 21st. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse earned more than $50 million through Friday, and it's expected to complete its first weekend at over $110 million domestically. I'm Jerry Varmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.